Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
The Holy Spirit brought to my attention a wonderful tract I highly recommend. Still in print today, it was written by W.B. Young, a leader at Kinswick, who qualifies as one of our old-timers. It is entitled, Honor the Blood. Reverend Young began with how Satan tries to break down the spiritual and physical life of the saint of God. He stated, quote, "There is no saint, weak or strong, who goes unnoticed by the destroyer," unquote. Soulish ingenuity, Reverend Young emphasized, is no match for satanic strategy. The strongest efforts of resistance will crumble under the force of hell's fury when met by any other way than God's way. Then, through an excellent teaching, Reverend Young expounded upon God's way. He says, "There must be a personal application of the blood of Christ in order to stem the tide of spiritual destruction in the life of the child of God. It was said of Moses that through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 28. It is a personal matter. "The blood shall be to you for a token." Exodus 12, 13. "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Exodus 12, 13. The blood, applied by sprinkling, was all that was required for peace of mind and rest of heart. It took away all fear of the destroying angel. It was not mere interest in the blood, nor belief in its power, nor appreciation of its worth that availed. It was the applied blood that counted. Truth was translated into action. So it is with the blood of the Lord Jesus. It is effective against satanic floods when applied by faith. A proper application of His blood to a given situation, if the believer is operating from a cleansed position, always brings deliverance. It never fails. As God built a hedge around Job, which limited Satan, so today He will do the same for any child of God who applies the blood to a given situation. The blood is the hedge that stops the destroyer. We will come back to this track in a later chapter when we consider just how to apply the blood of Jesus to the given situations in life today. But first, we must consider in some detail another account from the Bible. Chapter 10. If Rahab could, we can. God gave an amazing revelation of the power in the blood to protect in the account of Rahab the harlot. I sat this evening writing this chapter in Israel, not far south of Jericho. Out my window, I see the mountains of Moab changing colors in the light of the setting sun. They lie east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan, but from my vantage point, too far away to reveal detail, they appear as though they must have 3,300 or so years ago, when the children of Israel passed through on their way to the Promised Land. In these surroundings, my mind wanders anew at the remarkable faith of a Canaanite harlot. For what Rahab did, the Bible says, she did by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. And my mind wanders back easily to the circumstances of her world. This whole country was filled with fear. The massive multitude of the children of Israel, perhaps 2.5 million, had destroyed the kingdoms that tried to stop their move toward the land of Canaan. The Bible describes the state of the area's kings. Their heart melted, neither was there spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. Joshua chapter 5, verse 1. The inhabitants of Jericho, a Canaanite city-state, were terrified. Yet in the midst of a frightened population, one woman exercised faith so great it gained for her a good report from God and a place in 2 Bible halls of fame, the lineage of Jesus and the elders of faith. Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 11, verses 2 and 31. Every circumstance of Rahab's life in society was against her exercising such faith. The headlines, so to speak, of the day warned of impending doom. Her religion was against her. The Canaanite religion sacrificed children in the fire and centered on sex. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 10 and 11. The Revell Bible Dictionary says about it, the religion of the Canaanites focused on fertility. Religious rites employed sex to stimulate the gods and goddesses to grant fertility to the land and to their livestock. The moral and religious depravity of the Canaanites, portrayed in Scripture and revealed even more clearly in the materials recovered from Ugarit by archaeologists, explains why God commanded Israel to totally destroy these people within the borders of the Promised Land. The war of extermination was a long-delayed divine judgment on the Canaanites. Genesis 15, verses 16. Jehovah's plan seemed to be against Rahab. The Creator of the universe determined it was time to execute judgment upon her society, and she lived in the most dangerous spot on the globe. Her house was on the city wall, which God decreed must fall. Follow her faith. Rahab's faith deserves close consideration, for it reveals a way to use the power of the blood in the face of today's events. Joshua sent 2 spies into Jericho. They lodged at the harlot's house, possibly because it would not arouse suspicion. When the king of Jericho heard it, he sent men after them. Rahab hid the spies under stalks of flax upon her flat roof, while she managed to get rid of the king's men. Before the Hebrew spies left, she said to them, Joshua chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Rahab heard the same news everyone in town heard, the supernatural acts of Israel's God. Fear filled the hearts of the overwhelming majority. Faith filled Rahab's heart, for she decided to believe Jehovah must be the true God. Based upon her belief, her faith spoke. Joshua chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brethren, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Rahab dared to ask for the lives of her father, her mother, her brothers, her sisters, and she wanted all their possessions, their material goods, their belongings. It's a good thing she hadn't talked to some people today. They'd have talked her out of such audacity. It evidently pleased God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 6 and 31. Rahab also wanted a true token, a sign. If the spies had not been running for their lives, they might have slain a lamb and placed the same token upon Rahab's doorpost, which was sprinkled upon the Hebrew's doorpost when judgment was coming to Egypt 40 years earlier. This time, a scarlet cord would have to do for Rahab and her family. A scarlet line would represent the blood of the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Joshua chapter 2, verses 18, 19, and 21. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Sometime later, with no natural weapons, Israel executed God's plan to the utter destruction of Jericho. For 6 days, Jericho's trembling residents watched a strange processional, the Ark of the Presence, priests blowing trumpets of ram's horns, and the host of Israel compassed their city walls once each day. Yet, no Hebrew made a sound with his voice. On the seventh day, Israel compassed the city 7 times. At the seventh time, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Joshua chapter 6, verse 16. Joshua chapter 6, verses 20 through 23 and 25. And the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. But Joshua had said unto the 2 men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, Hebrew families. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.